For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump in his happy place last night at the Congressional Ball in the grand foyer of the White House. In a four-minute speech, the president said no administration has done more in the first 2 years than his, and he sees a chance to work with Democrats on health care.
People don't realize that I have a lot of friends who are Democrats, and if the Republicans and the Democrats get together, we are going to end up with incredible health care, which is the way it should have been from day one.
The conservative magazine Weekly Standard will print its final issue tomorrow. Ceasing operations after 23 years, President Trump isn't sad to see it go, tweeting, "The pathetic and dishonest Weekly Standard, run by failed prognosticator Bill Kristol, who, like many others, never had a clue, is flat broke and out of business. Too bad. May it rest in peace." Kristol has been critical of the president, writing in July that Trump, in many ways, is a bad president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
With 2 years to go, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine was asked on CNN's State of the Union about possible GOP challengers to President Trump in 2020.
It's healthy for our democracy. They would probably have an uphill climb since he is the president and is in office now.
When asked if she'll support Trump in 2020, Collins said she'd rather focus on governing rather than getting into a perpetual campaign mode. The White House is discounting claims by Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen that then-candidate Trump knew about payments to silence Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels and knew they were wrong. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, the president's current attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says payments made to the women did not violate campaign finance laws because were not made for exclusively campaign purposes, but also to shield Trump's family from the women's embarrassing allegations.
Suppose he tried to use his campaign funds to pay off Stormy Daniels. It would be totally illegal. If it's not a campaign expense, it can't be a campaign contribution.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More than 200 countries must report their greenhouse gas emissions and efforts to curb them.
Hearing no objections, it is so designed.
That's Michał Kurtyka, a Polish official chairing Saturday's gathering of climate talks in Poland, where an agreement was announced strengthening the Paris Climate Accord that President Trump had pulled out of. Scientists are warning that emissions of gases, such as carbon dioxide, need to drop sharply by 2020 to prevent potentially catastrophic global warming. When a military jet crashed off Honolulu this week, the pilot, Matt Pothier, ejected from the aircraft and wound up in the water with a spinal cord injury. Lucky for him, a good Samaritan, Mac Leitner of Extreme Parasail, was nearby to rescue him.
People back in the day who had injuries when they survived an ejection scenario, they got drugged underwater because they couldn't get away from the parachute. Mac was completely qualified because he's had to obviously save people in his parasailing business.
The two were reunited at the hospital. A Bay Area mother is back with her children for the holidays. Maria Mendoza Sanchez returned to Oakland Saturday, 15 months after she and her husband were deported to Mexico. Sanchez had earned a bachelor's degree and was working as an oncology nurse after more than two decades in the U.S. with her husband. Sanchez was able to return when a healthcare company sponsored a visa.
And I said, like, I haven't done anything. There has to be a waiver. There has to be something for somebody like me.
But her husband was not eligible. At an airport press conference, she said there were days she almost gave up the fight. For USA Radio.